Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins.
Now, I have tried to explain during the last 3 months my reasons for what we've been doing on a Sunday morning. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I do hope it has been entertaining. I see nothing wrong with having some fun and working to the highest standard we possibly can in order to engage people with our message. But the message is so much more important than the means. My desire, my heart, is that together we discover more of the Lord Jesus, that we're enabled in this very strange way to worship him, sort of, together. And that's no different from when we exist beyond and outside of the confines of coronavirus. We're a church community, and we need to seek God and seek him for the future. So that's been my desire all along, as I tried to explain at the beginning of May, I think it was. Another Sunday in lockdown, and I'm just a little concerned that we're getting used to this now. After all, I'm here, and you're there, and we're not really together. Thanks to technology, we could be anywhere. New York, London, Paris, Munich. Everybody talk about, well, actually, we want everybody talking about Jesus. And this isn't really live. Hope I'm not shattering any illusions there. In fact, this word down here isn't really live, it's live. And if you get close enough, you'll see it's inscribed with other words: accept, reflect, welcome, listen, breathe, trust. What we are here to do is to connect with God through Jesus and to join with one another in worship and prayer. We gather this morning with the community of Faversham Baptist Church and with the Christian people of Faversham and with God's people all over the world. Let's make sure we fully engage and worship and pray and offer our lives to the Lord Jesus. You see, all of this, all of the bells and the whistles and everything else actually means nothing. Nothing at all. Unless our hearts are right with God through the Lord Jesus and with one another. Even when we join in with the songs, it doesn't mean anything unless we know where we stand before him and our hearts are open. The Bible tells us that God is seeking those who worship in spirit and in truth. And so often, I'm like this, we're all like this, sometimes we can pretend. The whole pretense of the cameras and the lights and the videos and everything that we do is nothing compared to the glory of the Lord Jesus. And that's why I do it. I want to read again from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 to 16. We read these verses, or some of them, a while back, and then I used one of them right at the beginning of lockdown. Let me read them to you. By the grace God has given me, says Paul, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should be careful how he or she builds, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what they have built survives, they will receive his reward. If it is burned up, they will suffer loss. They themselves will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit lives in you. Some people say that preachers, they really just say the same thing again and again in different ways. Well, I'm going to prove that to you this morning. I want us to reflect on this verse and everything that we've been hearing over the last 3 months. And we're going to do that by listening again to this, that and the other, all put together in a different way. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because I believe with all my heart that God is speaking to us as a church family and he wants to hear our response. And I want to make sure that you've heard what I believe he is saying to us. After much prayer and much reflection, I believe he is speaking to us about the future. And I want you to hear him too. So let's ask the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray as we listen again and ask you to speak to our hearts, that you would do so by the power of your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen. How do we prepare ourselves for our ministry together as the body of Jesus Christ in 21st century Faversham? What will be the temptations we experience and the problems we encounter and the challenges we face? One thing is for sure, we will need the Holy Spirit. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, says Paul, and that God's Spirit lives among you? The church is not a building. The church is people. People like you and me. People who love Jesus. People who are filled with God's Spirit. This time last week, we had no idea that only a week later, the coronavirus would have imposed such restrictions and limitations on our everyday lives. I know that many of you are just as bewildered as I am at the speed of events and the fact that we face quite an uncertain future. We don't quite know how this is going to pan out, how long it's going to last, what's going to happen. We all share that. But as God's people, we also share something else. Faith in Jesus. We experience the hope that he gives, the peace that he brings, the joy of knowing him and knowing that he is with us. And just because the world has changed, that doesn't mean we stop being God's temple. For God's Spirit lives among his people. You see, the church is not a building. We are the church. Someone this week said, if not meeting as the church stops us from being the church, were we ever the church or just a meeting? I want to encourage you to stop doubting and believe. To hear the words of Jesus for yourself. I want you to know that God loved you so much that he gave his only son. That while we were still sinners with our backs turned towards God in rebellion against him, not wanting to listen or have anything to do with him, God loved us so much that he came in the person of Jesus and took upon himself all our sinfulness, everything that we have done and said that we shouldn't have, the rebellion of this world. And Jesus died so that we could be free, so that we could know relationship with God the Father as we were always meant to. I want you to hear God's heart for you. I want you to know how much he loves you. I want you to know that your salvation is in Jesus and no one else. I want you to know that if you claim to be his follower, a disciple, then as we've been following the story of Peter and the others, we've come to understand that they were ordinary folks like us. And yet so often we draw back. We see what happens with them and we think that's not for us. Well, it is. Are we in awe of who Jesus is? Are we in awe of our beautiful, powerful and righteous King, the only one worthy of our worship? Do we think of Jesus and exclaim, oh, wow? One day the Bible tells us that Jesus will return in all his glory. We will see him on that day like the disciples did up that mountain. And we will all be bowing down to him in worship. But until that day comes, we have the chance to practice. That's why we sing and pray. That's why we gather, even only if virtually at the moment, to recognise Jesus as our God. Jesus pioneered the faith. He lived the life. Now in his ascended glory, he prays for and encourages the life of faith in his followers. His human experience models what living faith is all about. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Faith begins with an encounter with the living God. At the center of our Christian faith is the person of Jesus, God revealing himself to us in the ministry and the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For us, it stands at the center of all history. I cannot prove Jesus' resurrection to you. I believe it with all my heart and my soul, and I've concluded that there is credible evidence that Jesus rose bodily from the dead. It's historical reality, but I cannot prove that to you. But then, you don't prove love. You embrace it. You don't prove power. You experience it. You don't prove life. You live it. You don't prove new life. You receive it. Just as surely as blood is pulsing through your veins right now, the life of Christ, the life that cannot die, is pulsing through creation, making all things new. And he calls you by name to receive that new life and share it with the world. Faith has been passed down through the generations rather like a baton in a relay race. Who passed the baton to us, and to whom will we pass it on? Who told you about Jesus? Who told them about Jesus? Who are you going to tell about Jesus? Those who followed Jesus were now commanded to be out there continuing his mission. We are witnesses, not maybe his witnesses, or sometimes to be his witnesses, or if I want to be his witness. We will be, says Jesus. Faith isn't about having all the answers, getting it all sorted out. It's about taking risk, about taking real action. God is at work by his Spirit, and we mustn't tie too much to our routines, to the way that things have always been, and what we know and find our security in. Our security is in God alone. Maybe this lockdown is the start of a new chapter for Faversham Baptist Church. We haven't actually been over the last few weeks in Jerusalem. We haven't actually travelled to Galilee. But what we have done is been on a journey with these disciples, these followers of Jesus, so that we can learn these lessons. We don't need to be qualified or theologically trained. We just need to tell the story and tell our story. Peter's story has been so fun to do. But it's a story of an ordinary person who's captivated by Jesus, who's lived with Jesus and spent time with Jesus, who's laughed with Jesus, who's given themselves over entirely to Jesus, who failed and been restored, who's denied and betrayed and been restored and forgiven. It's a story of one person's ordinary life transformed by the power of Jesus, by the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, this time of lockdown has provided us with a way of testing our discipleship. Not a test of our abilities to live stream or host a Zoom meeting or edit videos or churn out daily devotions for a scattered congregation, but a test of our discipleship, how well we are following Jesus and his commission. Are we prepared to be known as belonging to him? Are we willing to take seriously our task of making disciples? We need to pass it on. We have been handed the baton. Let us now share the good things of the Lord Jesus with those who don't know him. And we don't have to do this alone. We have one another for company and for encouragement and for prayer, but we also have the Holy Spirit. Go into all the world and make disciples, Jesus said. His last command was not stay huddled together listening to one person on a Sunday. Jesus sent his Spirit so that we can be his witnesses. I wonder what exiting this coronavirus lockdown looks like for Faversham Baptist Church. Whatever happens, I don't believe it will be a quick return to everything as normal as it was before March. Some things have changed for good. But here are our priorities, both for now and for the future, whatever that looks like. We are to be witnesses to the hope of Jesus and his resurrection. Our hope is in Jesus and not in our ability to meet in a building. Our passion is to make Jesus known, and right now, right here, we are not hindered in doing that. I have a very simple challenge. If you are a follower of Jesus, then what are you doing? How are you serving him? What kind of witness are you? Are you totally sold out in the way that Peter and the others were, ready to speak of the Lord and Saviour of your life, to testify to him, to tell your story, to explain what Jesus has done in your life so that others can be transformed too? When we engage in our calling, in the commission of Jesus, his command to go into all the world and tell what he has done, we can be sure that he will be with us. Let's not let him down. Father, we are grateful for one another. We're grateful that we spent another hour or so just with you, with one another in spirit. And how we pray right now that you would pour out your Spirit on each and every one who belongs to Faversham Baptist Church and anyone else who's watching right where they are, that you would work deeply in people's lives. Do that in me, Lord, I pray. Do that in all of us. For the glory of Jesus, we pray it in his name. Amen.